This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. The tip of Cape Cod explodes to life in summertime. This week, filmmakers have arrived for the 17th Provincetown International Film Festival. Hitting the big screen on Sunday is a new documentary that showcases WOMR, the town's fiercely independent, nonprofit community radio station. WBUR's Andrea Shea spoke with a Boston filmmaker about his documentary, Outermost Radio.
Hi there. I'm your filmmaker. That's me on a family vacation in Provincetown. We ventured 100 miles from our sleepy suburban town to the outermost tip of Cape Cod. My father's 63 Dodge transported us to a world of sandy beaches, offbeat artists, actors, painters, and poets.
Sitting in his Alston production house, filmmaker Alan Chebbett says he never forgot that 1960s family trip to Provincetown.
I came from a town that was completely white, completely provincial. And here we are, and people are outwardly gay in the streets. People were singing We Shall Overcome literally under the window of the room that we had rented on Commercial Street. I was just agape.
As an adult, Chebbett says he and his wife have frequently fed his fascination with Provincetown by driving out to the tip of Cape Cod on Friday evenings. And they'd always tune in to WOMR's popular volunteer disc jockey known as Lady Di.
Around 5, 6 o'clock, as we're crossing the Sagamore Bridge, I would be listening to the show, which was Lady Di's Legs Up and Dancing. And it was nuts.
Throw away those canes, throw away the crutches, whatever you want to do, darling. It's time to get your legs up and have some fun. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors.
Singing at the top of her lungs, off key. Everybody was darling. And it just felt like, wow, this person and this show just embodies this sort of anything goes attitude.
If it's your bottom, darling, you and I are through. Why, honey? Lipstick on your collar. He's gonna.
Chebbett calls Lady Di's show the gateway drug that led him to discover other quirky DJs who host programs with names such as Squid Jiggers Blend, WOMR Opera House, and Psychedelic Oyster. The volunteers might play 45 minutes of Frank Zappa or an hour with all songs starting with the letter P. Their passion made Chebbett realize he needed to tell their stories. And in 2011, he got permission to take his camera inside the humble Provincetown Institution on Commercial Street.
You're in a place where there's vinyl everywhere, where there are just rows and rows and rows of CDs also, and cassettes and 8-tracks. It's kind of like all of these people who live there have brought their thing to it, and they've created this patchwork.
Chebbett got to know dozens of volunteer DJs, including Lady Di, classical aficionado Howard Wiener, and pacifist Chuck Cole, who's been on the air for 25 years. Cole's ancestors came off the Mayflower, and now he lives in a tent year-round in Wellfleet. Here are some of their voices in the documentary.
It's real people that come out of their life and do radio in between times.
I had a rock band that was called Curio. And being as it was in Idaho, nobody knew what that meant.
I also work for myself as a mobile DJ, doing weddings and private parties.
I've been hosting house concerts.
I am the owner and manager of a guest house.
In Chebbett's words, WOMR was started by a bunch of hippies in the 70s. Since then, every music genre has made its way from the little studio to the station's antenna to radios in cars, boats, and bars across the Cape. In his documentary, he talks to loyal listeners and captures bands performing live on air.
It could be anywhere from a folk singer to the Catbirds, which are one of the loudest bands on Cape Cod, playing at 6 in the morning to wake us up.
Chebbett filmed Chandler Travis of that notoriously loud Cape band, the Catbirds. On camera, the musician curses up a blue streak because DJ and local chef Tony Pasquale asked him to come in at daybreak.
Chandler Travis, a ray of sunshine at 6:52 in the morning. I have never heard so many F-bombs. And I'm from New Jersey.
Chandler Travis has four bands. He told me he's been making music on Cape Cod for a really long time.
I think it's, this is hilarious, but I think it's 40 years.
Travis says at first he was skeptical about Chebbett's ability to reflect P-Town's essence on film. But now that he's seen Outermost Radio, the musician approves.
For me, it's just a sympathetic portrayal of a bunch of people that I like, so It's got a little bit of a home movie quality to it, although obviously it's way better than that.
It would have to be to get into the Provincetown International Film Festival. Lisa Viola is the fest's senior programmer.
Just because it's a local film does not guarantee entrance, that's for sure.
Viola says four programmers screened 100 documentaries for the fest. In the end, they chose 22, including Outermost Radio.
It's a film that talks about community that's really at the edge of the world, as we like to say out here in Provincetown.
Viola has been traveling from Brookline to Provincetown to work for the film festival for 17 years and says the WOMR documentary taught her about a disaster that threatened the station's survival.
The station was knocked off the air.
While Alan Chebbitt was filming in 2012, a winter storm destroyed the station's antenna.
That created quite a dramatic conflict and something that the community had to overcome,
which gave his film even more power. Chebbitt is clearly moved by the fundraisers and solidarity that saved WOMR.
In our digital age, community is taking on a whole other meaning through devices. And these are real people engaging on a real human level with each other to get a station on the air and to keep it on the air and to keep their freedom of expression alive.
And Alan Chebbitt, an avid music lover, says he'll take WOMR's passionate, funky DJs over Spotify or Pandora's computer algorithms any day. Now he wishes he could have included every one of the DJs in his documentary.
Do, do, do. Do, do, do. Do, 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 do.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
Outermost Radio closes the Provincetown International Film Festival Sunday night.
So you're walking out, you're planning on leaving all this behind. All this splendor, all this magic, you've got bigger fish to fry. Don't look back, they always tell you, but they never.
What has Canary got going
so
now?
If you want to look back as you pack your bags up to head for parts unknown. We'll hope you'll remember about us folks back home. When you're feeling lonesome and you're stuck without.
Thank you so much. It's a cut.